This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. I am so tired of this story coming back over and over. And no, it's not Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner, we're still good. We should be Weiner free, Anthony Weiner free of news for a few more weeks because he doesn't get out of jail till next May. So, you know, there was that little bitty stint of us talking about Anthony Weiner. I know, we need him back for the next election because he helped get Trump in with his laptop and then the FBI finding Hillary Clinton emails on his laptop and then the FBI having to reopen the case on Hillary Clinton. So Anthony Weiner, in some circles, is a hero, but for the most part, he's a real piece of work. And so we really do not want him pervading the news. So don't worry, it's not that. But what keeps coming back in, it's a recircled story, but there are people keep studying the same gosh darn thing, is finger length. And finger length revealing your sexuality. And it has to do with your ring finger and your index finger length. And they say the length of a person's fingers could provide a clue to their sexuality, with women whose ring fingers are longer than their index fingers are more likely to be lesbian. Now, my ring finger is longer. I think that's supposed to be a sign of more testosterone. But I'm not lesbian. I I'm heterosexual. I really love men in terms of sex. I think women are super cool. But anyway, they did this study out of Essex. And they looked at sets of identical twins where one of the siblings was heterosexual. And they found that the homosexual twin tended to have a greater difference between the length of their index and ring finger, with the difference most pronounced among women. Now, previous research has indicated that exposure to testosterone, the male hormone, even though women have testosterone too, in the womb, could be linked to differences in finger length and also to sexuality. They say women's index fingers, which is the one you point to, you know, like, you bad boy, you point your finger, right? That's your index finger. Women's index and ring fingers are supposed to have a ring on it. You know, when I want to be engaged, I'm like, put a ring on it. And he's like, do I have to? I'm like, yes, and that's my ring finger. They say they're typically a similar length. Men, there appears to be more of a greater difference. They say when men and women are exposed to the male hormone testosterone in the womb, then they may have some changes. So the study looked at 18 sets of female twins. The lesbian twin had more male typical hands than her straight sister. Now, what's kind of odd is we really aren't looking at testosterone as being a driving force for sexual preference. For sexual desire, yes, but sexual preference, I don't think medical experts agree that it's a testosterone issue in terms of preference. They say in 14 sets of male twins, the gay twin had slightly more male typical hands than their straight brother, but the difference between the two was not viewed as significant. Now, I know some of you are going, wait a second. Why aren't identical twins of the same sexual orientation? We don't know. Just because they're identical twins and they share 100% of their genes, they still could have different, they could still have differences. And they can still differ in sexual orientations. So, The chart indicated that the index finger of a non-straight woman was typically around 90 to 100% as long as a ring finger. Some of you will say, who cares? Well, I think people are trying to figure out why some people prefer men, some people prefer women, some people prefer same sex, some people don't. And people are intrigued by that. And it's okay to be intrigued. You know, everybody's trying to hide. You know, it's interesting. Now being politically correct, right? Now being politically correct, nobody wants to look twice at somebody or nobody wants to watch something. It's so funny. People will watch porn. I have no problem watching porn. But in real life, they're like, okay, well, I don't want to stare. I don't want to look. I don't want to whatever. You know, there was a transvestite that came up to me in the hospital, and I had no problem talking to him and giving them directions. And you see everybody stare, and you know, I looked at them as, you know, all right, you know, stop it, don't be staring. But then on the other hand, I kind of wish I did look to see what he was really wearing. Did transvestite include the shoes? Was he also wearing heels? I mean, I'd like to learn. Now, once I had transvestite patients, I realized it's some transvestites. By the way, transvestites are heterosexual, most of them. A transvestite is somebody that likes to wear clothing of the opposite sex. I mean, I like wearing, you know, girly clothes and stuff, but my favorite pajamas are my husband's underwear. I don't know if that makes me a transvestite, but I love wearing my husband's boxer shorts. See, women could do that. Women could get away with wearing their husband's shirts all the time. But if a guy wants to wear something silky, you know, it's considered a, you know, separation. It's considered something different. So I noticed with some of my transvestite patients, they'll wear a bra, they'll wear panties under their clothes because they like it. But other than that, they're straight, they're whatever. And so, you know, we're very intrigued with why. You know, I mean, I know why a man would be gay, because I love men. I am so attracted to the male body that I completely understand why everybody would be. You know, but with women, I mean, I guess, even though I couldn't live with another woman, I guess I see the attraction too. All right, I could see it. So people are intrigued, and they want to study it, but they have to be careful looking like they're not being on PC, or they're, you know, looking too much. I don't know. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now, 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the tax support group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, remember about 2 years ago, I was telling you guys about CHS, this cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome where people were vomiting their guts out because they were smoking too much pot. Well, another case has been reported in Fox News where a woman ended up in the hospital with intense bouts of vomiting and she had a mysterious syndrome. That's not really mysterious. We've been talking about it for a while, but that's okay. It was a 27-year-old who had to be hospitalized 6 times in the last year because she had episodes of severe vomiting. Now, this is according to a report by Dr. Umesh Sharma, chair of the Division of Community Hospital Medicine at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. The woman reported experiencing nausea, vomiting, and abdominal pain for 2 days prior to her most recent hospitalization. She described the pain as squeezing in her abdomen, along with a bruised and sore feeling in her back. She told doctors that she smoked marijuana since she was 20 and that over the last year, she had used the drug almost every day. So this was a good case report, and so it got published in BMJ Case Reports. Doctors considered several possible causes for her symptoms, including that she might have a stomach bug or a condition that causes inflammations of her abdominal organs, or that she could be pregnant, but CAT scans were all normal. Pregnancy tests came back normal. So her symptoms fit under cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome. Now, again, this has kind of been around for a couple years, but I guess this has been actually around for a while, but I guess not everybody has gotten the memo. So they're talking about this now. Again, but the condition was actually recognized back in 2004. Now, U.S. doctors are reporting seeing it more frequently because we are legalizing marijuana. And people think because it's legal, they could smoke it every day and there's not a problem. They don't know why it's happening. Not exactly why. Well, I think it's because your body thinks it's toxic. And when your body feels overdosed, this is a sign of it doing it. Even if it's a cumulative overdose, meaning as every day, remember, pot can be in your system for a month. So if you're smoking it every day, you could definitely reach levels that is just too much for your system. Now, doctors do know that long-term use of drugs could result in changes in the brain and the nervous system, according to Dr. Kenan Hurd, a toxicologist at UC Health, University of Colorado. He said doctors know that endogenous cannabinoids, compounds in the body similar to those found in marijuana, are integral to the body's pain system. Now, he wasn't involved in the woman's case, but he thinks maybe it's the, well, of course, the endogenous cannabinoids or your cannabinoid receptor system. They think maybe what it is long-term stimulation from THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol, which causes the more psychedelic components. Maybe it alters the body's pain system that causes these results. Maybe it distracts the body's sensory signals. We don't know. So, in this new report, a patient also received topical capsaicin. So topical capsaicin is derived from chili peppers. And that we use over-the-counter for people who want to treat pain. It kind of warms up the area, helps with pain. And they say that helped the woman's abdominal and back pain. So what exactly is CHS? So it's a constellation of symptoms described as nausea, cyclic vomiting, abdominal pain, the intense urge to take hot showers or baths. Case reports, like I said, have kind of shown up in 2004. And some of the first cases, people said, I feel better if I take a hot shower. So that was something that we found to be a very odd symptom. But then when they stopped smoking pot, they got better. They think maybe what's happening is people are perceiving a hypothermia caused by marijuana-induced dysregulation of the hypothalamus. So Dr. Hurd was quoted a couple years ago because he started studying this, and he said since Colorado had legalized marijuana, they were starting to see these cases on a daily to weekly basis. So if your kid is throwing up all the time, yeah, you got to take them to a doctor, but, you know, find out how much pot they're smoking. So what confuses people, though, is in the cancer settings, the oncology settings and clinics, we will give people marijuana to help curb their nausea. Cannabis helps with nausea. But then cannabis makes you vomit? Yeah, too much. Too much of something is not what we want. So is chronic hyperemesis syndrome or cannabis hyperemesis syndrome an actual overdose? Well, here's the thing. An overdose, if somebody truly overdosed, like an acute intoxication, remember I talked about how marijuana is in the system, so this could be a cumulative or additive effect. But an overdose is when you do it acutely. And an acute intoxication of marijuana results in paranoia, psychosis, dry mouth, memory loss, red eyes, chest pain, blood pressure changes, heart attack, stroke. Marijuana withdrawal symptoms will look like you're irritable, anxious, difficulty sleeping, and craving. So you see, this throwing up and being achy isn't necessarily a marijuana overdose or a marijuana withdrawal. Can it kill you? No. We don't think this chronic this cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome could do that. However, if you do severely vomit, you could then dehydrate. You could also go into kidney failure. Now, the problem is with this is the reason why we're starting to see these people in the ER is because people start getting nauseous. They don't feel well, so they go and hit the pot. The marijuana, that can make it worse. So if you start to experience nausea, abdominal pain, don't go back to the marijuana because that can make it worse. So what do we do in the ER? Well, we're going to correct the dehydration. We're going to give you IV fluid. We're going to give you some medicine to stop the vomiting. They've even found haloperidol, an antipsychotic, to help. Sometimes we'll use benzodiazepines like Xanax, Valium, Ativan. We've even had case reports saying they've had to use narcotics to slow down the bowel violent regurgitation. And then even dopamine agonists. So, you know, people ask, will CHS become an epidemic? Well, you know, marijuana, now it's being legalized more and more. I don't think it will become an epidemic because I think, you know, many times before, it was diagnosed as like a GI flu. And I think people are going to be less compelled about lying. And so when they go to the ER and they go, you know what, I'm nauseous, I'm this, I'm that, I don't think they're going to get to the point where they're vomiting severely. I think once this gets out and word gets out, we can be a little bit more open and vocal about, you know, look, when you smoke too much, you could start vomiting. So stop smoking. Because honestly, the cure for this, when you start getting nauseous, is to stop smoking. So if we just get the word out, stop smoking marijuana when you get nauseous, then, you know, hopefully we won't see a whole bunch of people coming to the ER for this. You know, it's an exciting time for many people who really, really love marijuana. Not an exciting time for ER docs and for first responders and, you know, cops and stuff trying to, you know, kind of put a lid on some of the, you know, mayhem that's kind of ensuing. And I think there's going to be, this is what I think, and we need to really get some data out of Colorado. I think we're going to see the lines. We're going to see the big, you know, all the excitement about it. But then it starts to slow down when people realize it's very costly. I mean, one woman, older woman, told me for her neuropathy, her marijuana edibles cost close to $600 a month. That's an expensive habit to maintain. And so I think, you know, people may be like, all right, you know, is it worth it? Now, we got to be very careful because if somebody becomes addicted, then we're screwed. And yes, we are going to have more and more people addicted. But I think the average person that doesn't want to lose their job, that wants to show up to work, that doesn't want to lose their relationship, that wants to actually clean their house and get something done, and wants to breathe better, and doesn't want to lose their memory, and doesn't want to feel, you know, depressed the next day, I think a lot of them are going to say, you know what, I'm going to have to pace myself, just like we did with alcohol. You know, yeah, a lot of us go crazy with alcohol, but I hear many people all the time, they like to get, you know, poop-faced, as we say, but I hear more and more, especially older people going, no, you know what, but I can't do that because I got to be ready the next day. People can't be messed up the next day. When we were younger, dang, we could do our finals, we could, I mean, you know, mow the lawn, but for the rest of us, it doesn't work. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News.
We have asked for it if it exists. We have asked for it.
Yep.
We've asked for it if it exists.
Are you surprised that they haven't turned it over?
No. I'm not sure yet that it exists. Probably does. Possibly does. I'll have a full report on that from Mike when he comes back.
Mr. President.
That's one of the things that's going to be the first question I ask.
President Trump, before heading into a cabinet meeting today as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived in Turkey, as new reports swirled in Turkey regarding the Saudi Arabia's consul general in Istanbul and saying that he was fully aware that journalist Jamal Khashoggi was being murdered inside the Saudi consulate on October 2nd. Investigators are continuing their search for 13-year-old Jamie Cross, whose parents were found dead in her Wisconsin home Monday morning. Barron County Sheriff's Chris Fitzgerald says the tips are coming in.
We're over 200 tips, which is a great source, but we need those tips to come in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dolly. So a plane carrying First Lady Melania Trump had to turn around because there was a burning smell reported on board. We're having a lot of issues with planes. Are we just having a lot of issues with planes, or is just it being reported more? It almost seems like every week some plane is having a fire or some burning smell or somebody farts or something happens and a plane has to turn around. I'd like to know if that's always been the case. It's just now the news is covering everything. But they say there was a burning smell that were reported by members of the press, and a Fox News reporter said there was a thin haze of smoke and it smells of the burning. The smell quickly became stronger about 10 minutes after takeoff. That's some scary stuff. So they said the smell was reportedly coming from a malfunctioning comms unit on board. The First Lady's communication director, Stephanie Grisham, said in a statement that it was simply a minor mechanical issue. Everything is fine and everyone is safe. So, you know, Melania wears some real nice shoes. I have to admit that. I can't do that. I don't have ankles like hers, but I'm looking right now at her deplaning the plane, and she has got some real fancy pumps on. I wish I could wear shoes like that. Anyway, Ms. Trump was on her way to Philadelphia for a visit to Thomas Jefferson University Hospital related to her Be Best campaign, and that is, and also to work to highlight the opioid epidemic. She did board a smaller, separate aircraft and continued toward the trip. So, I don't know what the heck is going on with planes. I you know, maybe we're smelling better. You know, I want to find that study. I wanted to talk about it yesterday where, you know, follow your nose and navigation. They apparently say those of us that have better senses of smell navigate better. And women are actually, believe it or not, there's been studies saying women navigate better than men. I know people don't like those studies because it's not politically correct, you know, to, you know, differentiate between men and women. But I really think there are certain differences and evolutionary differences, animalistic differences. And women, if they're moms, seem to many times develop one hell of a sense of smell. You know, I mean, I would come home from work. Hubby would be home with the kids. And I'd be like, so-and-so took a dump. Did you change his diaper? Now, I get what you dads do. I get what you do. Huh? I'm like, can't you smell it? The place stinks. I can't smell it. So we women think you guys don't smell. That your sense of smell is off. But it's crazy because if I have a bad taco, Corey sure smells that. And I'm like, wait a second, I thought you don't smell anything. So, but what always blew my husband's mind is I could tell exactly which kid it was. You know, each kid's tushy was, you know, a little smelled differently. Hey, because I could tell because I'm mommy. I know exactly. I know what the cats, I know which cat took which dump. And when it's shaky boo, Lord have mercy. I know because, you know, the wall paint starts to peel off. So scientists have done MRI, so they use very, very fancy technology. And they've revealed two specific regions of the brain that are heavily involved in the control of smell and being able to find somebody with sense of direction. Veronica Bobot from McGill University in Canada led a team of, yeah, it's Bobot or Bobot, B-O-H-B-O-T. I love that name because it rhymes with robot. Dr. Dahlia Bobot. I just like it because it sounds like Bobot. Oh, Booba. What is it? What are those things, those drinks in Thai restaurants? They got boobas in there. Those little licorice bobas. Yeah, I like saying that. Boba. Dr. Dahlia Boba. That I would like. So anyway, a group of 57 volunteers participated. By the way, my husband has joined the studio. I think he heard me complain about it. Dr. Corey, will you say hi?
Hello.
I was just talking about how awesome your sense of smell is.
With the wings?
Yeah, no, I didn't bring up the wings. They don't know about the wings. I wouldn't tell them anything about that.
All
no.
Right, good.
Okay.
Right.
Good. Yeah. Shh. Ixnay on the Ings pizza story, A. That happened first hour, so all right. Whew. See, he does sometimes listen into the show. Okay, good. He left the studio. All right, anyway. Yeah, he would never change your diaper. I was so ticked. Almost divorced his butt twice. Anyway. Love him now. So a group of 57 volunteers participated in an experiment which assessed the proficiency of their nose as well as the sense of direction. See, I'm all blocked up and clogged up, so I can't smell jack. They were tasked with identifying different odors and also navigating around a virtual town using only landmarks, right, as part of a task. And the authors explained that they had two tasks. One was a wayfinding task, which I don't understand what that means. It measures the ability to build and use a cognitive map of virtual environment, like landmarks, like pool and shops, etc. So it requires spatial memory. Then, which, by the way, relies on the hippocampus. Then MRI scans found that increased thickness of the medial orbitofrontal cortex and volume of the right hippocampus of the brain predicted better performance on both tasks. So, what does that mean? I really don't know. The authors point out, I'm sorry, that if you had brain lesions affecting the olfactory cortex, you might have issues. They say when these people perform smell-based tests and navigation tasks, they perform poorly on both. So if you don't smell well, you may not be able to navigate through a map. Now, if you were listening to this, you say, Dr. Dahlia, who gives a damn because we all have Google Maps? Agreed. Let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So MIT's artificial intelligence can identify breast cancer risk as reliably as a radiologist, which means we doctors could be out of a job soon. Now, as you know, breast cancer affects 1 in 8 women in the U.S. There are multiple factors, of course. 40% of us have dense breast tissue. That will increase the risk of breast cancer, so I'm really screwed. It also makes mammogram screening more difficult. But researchers from MIT and Massachusetts General have developed an automated model that assesses dense breast tissue and mammograms as reliably as expert radiologists. So radiologists are the doctors of the X-ray. They're the ones that read your X-rays. So they say these density assessments have relied on subjective human exams and calculations. But the deep learning model, which is basically tens of thousands of digital mammograms and software from this, could distinguish types of breast tissue from fatty to extreme dense with 90% correlation to radiologist diagnosis. So I guess they have this Kappa score. They use this metric where one indicates the model and human experts agree on the diagnosis every time. Anything lower indicates fewer instances of agreement. And I guess the Kappa score for existing automatic density assessment models is 0.6. With the clinical application, it was 0.85, meaning better. So what does this mean? Does it mean we have robots that are now able to read our mammograms? No. But what it means is they're working on it. And I bet the average person is going to trust a machine more than a human. You know, if we interviewed people back in the 1920s, and you said, would you trust a machine to do this and to tell us if you have cancer? And they'd be like, are you kidding me? If I showed you a picture, what would you believe? What I see, seeing is believing, right? That's what they would have said in the 1920s and before. Now, no. Now it's give me a machine or a piece of hardware or a bunch of stainless steel any day over a human that could be screwing up and texting and playing Candy Crush or texting his wife or whatever. We've done this to ourselves. We have people asking for computer-controlled airlines because we don't trust people locking other pilots out and then taking a plane into a mountain. I mean, we did this to ourselves. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Bella writes, I'm trying to keep my cool. By the way, if you want to send in your emails, you can do that at drdahlia.com or drdahlia@hotmail.com. Spell out doctor, that works the best. All right. Bella writes, I'm trying to keep my cool. But a coworker went to the boss the other day spreading lies, and now I think I'm going to lose my chance for promotion, she writes, because she, looks like the other coworker, wants the advancement. But will it look petty of me saying she's lying? I'm not 100% sure of what she told her, but I could see through the glass they were talking about me. I really need this promotion and want to do the right thing. She goes into a little bit more detail, but basically what's going on is My guess is there's a promotion or there's a position that pays a little bit more. Coworker is spreading some lies, which, boy, that seems to happen a lot in companies. I can't believe how much BS gets spread. And you want the job, and you want to do the right thing, but it's a jungle out there. And when we use that term, it's a jungle out there, I know that sounds like a cliche, but it means you're not going to get the meat. You're not going to survive if you don't show some cojones. Now, showing some cojones and showing some ethics can be very synonymous. So here's the thing, okay? You don't even know what she said. All you could see is both of them talking about you. So it maybe they just looked in your direction. So you have to be careful. Because if you start to walk in there and say, oh, she's spreading lies, what did she say? What are you worried that she's saying? So hopefully there's a manager there. And this has got to be really, really hard. I don't know how people do it. I would be beside myself, you know. And I have been in this position where somebody says absolute BS. And for me, I don't care if I look petty. If I hear that, I go, that is an outright lie. That is not true. I will never take the blame for something I didn't do. Because I already do enough that's wrong. And I say that. I go, look, I already do enough, right, that brings on criticism. I don't need to, you know, have people throw more stuff under the rug, right, and into my pile, say that's my pile too. Because whatever I do wrong, I fix, I own. So don't be, you know, so I mean, for me, I am very loud about it. If people say I'm petty, who cares? I mean, I don't throw other people under the bus. I mean, if there's an issue, you know, like let's say, for example, you know, let's say there's a problem with my broadcasting. And I say something and you guys don't like the way it comes out, I will blame your microphone. I'm not going to blame you and you misinterpreting. I'll blame the microphone. All right. So, yes, I will blame inanimate objects. But if it's on me, it's on me. I have no problem to say if it's on me, it is on me. That's not a problem. So now you're at work and there are people that are trying to say that you're doing something and you want a job. And this is what I would do if you're that nervous. What I would do is I would have a sit down with your boss and say, look, it's no secret. I would like this position. There are things that I've done to prove myself. I want to be considered for this position. I want to answer any questions. I understand that sometimes in organizations, there could be a lot of rumors. Please come to me if there's anything you need explained, if there's anything you've heard. I can't even begin to think what rumors are out there, but I understand that this position is a very highly coveted one. And I want the best person for the job, but I understand that there could be, unfortunately, some casualties where people are, I mean, maybe don't use the word casualties, but, you know, that some people may be so passionate about this job that there may be some untruths circulating. Now, if they go, like, what? They go, I don't know. I saw so-and-so in the office here. She's been known to be, you know, very passionate about the job. Hopefully my name didn't come up. But if she, I mean, it all depends on how the conversation goes. But the moral is take the high road. Okay? You know, you don't want to start bad-mouthing somebody. Unfortunately, sometimes that can happen. Sometimes the boss may goad you going, why? Why do you think she's coming in here? Do you think she's coming in here lying about you? And say, look, say exactly what you saw. I saw her come in. I saw both of you look at me in the glass. I am curious as to what she was saying because I can't defend myself on something that I didn't do if somebody said something. If she didn't, my mistake. She's a good worker. I understand why she's being considered for the job, but I just got the feeling that she might have been saying something negative about me. And if that's the case, please allow me to defend myself if something was said and my name was mentioned. I think that's totally fine. Now, some of you in management are like, okay, that's horrible. Just butt out and wait and see what happens. You might be getting the job anyway. I don't know. You know, I think communication is better than just letting something pass by. The one thing I notice is when you don't get promoted, it could be a long, long time before you get promotion again. And then the other thing I want to say is if you work in an environment where somebody is screwing you over, don't work there. You don't need to spend one day of your life in a location where somebody is trying to hurt you. I mean, this Bella needs money. She's got family to support. If there is somebody there that's messing with you, your mama bear and your cubs or your daddy bear, and somebody is going to do something that's going to affect your cubs indirectly, you need to roar. Now, don't do anything unethical. Don't lie. You don't have to play the game. But what you do do is make sure you have proof. Do everything. We've talked about this at work. Make sure you have emails. A lot of us, we have these meetings, and we do things in meetings so that there isn't record. So, and I get that. You know, if you want to talk about the boss, you know, I get how you don't want everything in email. But if it's something important that could later affect your job, like somebody is not letting you do something, and they are prohibiting you from doing your job, then you need to put in an email saying, hi, I would like to, you know, enhance this project. This is something that will enable me to do my job. Can I please have X, Y, and Z as resources? Let them turn around and deny you or ignore you. You have that email. Say, look, I've been asking. This is what I'm asking. You know, people spreading lies and gunning for your job, it's always going to happen. The better you are, the more jealous. People want to see you fall. And there are going to be some people who win. And that's why a lot of us believe in karma. When somebody messes with you and tries to hurt you, I've noticed in my life, those people just end up not really seeming to have, you know, the easiest time later. And it's a shame. I don't want karma. Karma's pretty powerful. But sometimes you just can't wait for karma. And sometimes you have to defend yourself. And so I like open communication. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What we're going to be talking about later this month is we have a growing number of Americans with mental illness. We're being told by the National Alliance on Mental Illness that 1% have schizophrenia, 6% have bipolar, 9% experience major depressive episodes. I think the number is even higher. 1% from anxiety disorder. I think that's even more. 7 million adults suffer from substance abuse. Again, I think that's even higher. And they say Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, North Dakota, and Delaware have the lowest incidences of mental illness. Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, North Dakota, and Delaware. They're all beautiful states. I love those states. I haven't been to Maine, though. So, my guess, the highest? It doesn't say. You could guess. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.